Fact check: Kamala Harris claims administration capped insulin costs for seniors. By Wendell Hasebo on August 17, 2024. Claim: the Biden-Harris administration capped the cost of insulin, Vice President Kamala Harris said during Friday's economic speech. Verdict: false. Former President Donald Trump first capped insulin costs. But now, Harris tried to take credit for it after axing Trump's move to cap insulin costs. Harris claimed, together with President Biden, we've gone even further. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month. In contrast, the Biden-Harris administration suspended Trump's executive order aimed at lowering the prices of insulin and epinephrine, one of the first actions going into the Oval Office, which would have gone into effect on January 22, 2021. Then in 2022, the Biden-Harris administration demanded that Congress lower insulin prices. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak wrote, Trump prided himself on efforts to lower drug prices in the absence of congressional action, cutting red tape at the Food and Drug Administration for drug approvals, and using executive orders in an effort to force the pharmaceutical industry to cut prices. Though he worked with the industry in Operation Warp Speed to develop vaccines far faster than anyone previously thought possible, he clashed repeatedly with the industry and public as it supported negative ads against him. Under President Trump, prescription drug prices fell, on aggregate, for the first time in nearly half a century. Watch. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.